Well, online education was very much in focus, not just in South Africa, but worldwide during the COVID-19 pandemic. We were hit particularly hard in this country with extended school closures, which I think it's fair to say absolutely exacerbated the already stark digital divide between South Africans who had access to privacy, bandwidth, laptops, time, good lighting, electricity, and so on. But one of the things that did happen during this year was the UCT Online High School was launched in 2022. They were looking to offer a high standard of online education using some of the resources and expertise that was available at the University of Cape Town. Now they've concluded a partnership that connects them to one of the world's largest international online service providers. And to talk about it, we're joined by Yandiswa Tlakaza, who is UCT Online High School Director and Principal. Ms. Tlakaza, welcome and thanks very much for your time. The partnership is with Cambridge Assessment International Education. Who are they and what will this offer to South African learners that wasn't being offered before?
Hi, John. Thank you for having me. So that's a curriculum, that's actually an examination body, and we're offering the Cambridge curriculum as an extension or an option, rather, above and beyond our CAPS curriculum, which we launched with this year, and we're expanding on that. We've also had a lot of interest from parents outside of South Africa who are quite keen on the Cambridge curriculum, and as you might already know, a lot of the rest of Africa is actually a lot more comfortable with Cambridge than they are with our own CAPS curriculum.
So what is the curriculum? I mean, first of all, is it connected to Cambridge University, for example? What is the curriculum? And if you successfully go through it and pass all the exams, what will it say on your certificate?
So it's an IGCSE the qualification, but it also goes on to A levels. But what we are offering from next year is the lower secondary and IGCSE, which is the secondary education, international secondary education qualification. And in the following years to come, actually in 2025, only in 2025, will we have the A level as an exit qualification.
So I have to say, I do not know what the IGCSE is. I've just Googled it, International General Certificate of Secondary Education. tell us what that actually means. I mean, for example, if I do well with an IGCSE, can I use it to get into a South African university, universities around the world? Put it in perspective in terms of its utility.
Yeah, so let me break it down maybe for you then, John. So the IGCSE will only it's your year 10 and 11, which is between the ages of 15 and 16 years old.
Right.
And that's not an equivalent of, you know, it's not an exit ticket to get you to university. You would need to do a Cambridge Advanced, which will lead you to your A levels, and that then becomes your exit ticket to go into any university, and that's years 12 and 13, which is the ages of 17 and 18 years old. It's not equivalent to a national senior certificate, but to make it the example easy for people to understand, the A levels are similar to your national senior certificate in that they are your exit ticket out of high school into university.
So the cost of this is 3,300 rand per month. You tout this as the most affordable offering of its kind. Still a substantial amount of money for an online course. I would have thought, who's your market? Who are you finding is taking up your other offerings, and who do you think might be interested in this fresh one?
Great question. So our market is so varied, John. A lot of our current market is really your parents. A lot of them are parents who are from former Model C schools. A lot of them are also homeschool parents. You know, that's sort of our current, a lot of current uptake. And this offering specifically looks into the rest of Africa, mostly the SADC region. We've got already a few of those parents within our current offering, and they are not necessarily comfortable with CAPS because they're not familiar with CAPS.
I'm also not familiar with CAPS. If you could just tell me what it is.
CAPS is our South African national curriculum.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so CAPS is our South African curriculum, very specific to South Africa. And if you are living in Mozambique or Zimbabwe, you don't necessarily, you know, that community of people are often a lot more comfortable with the Cambridge curriculum. So that's really the market that we're focusing on.
So you've described yourself as South Africa's most affordable private school. What is that measured against? Is that measured against other online offerings, or is it measured against other physical schools?
It's measured against other physical schools as an alternative, right? So it's not measured against other online schools.
Right.
And that's primarily because when we launched, there weren't a lot of online schools, quite frankly.
Right.
And a lot of them launched around the same time that we launched. So our measurement wasn't necessarily the other online school.
I'm just wondering, though, about the validity of the comparison, because, I mean, while academically you may argue that the educational offering is similar, but a school is more than just the classroom, which I was delighted to discover as I made my way through school. Is it fair to compare your school to a place that offers a choir that children can sing in and a school play they can audition for and a rugby team they can cut their knees in?
I don't know. It may be, depending on the lens you're looking at.
Yes.
And maybe future years, I suppose what you're pointing out, Sean, is that we can't necessarily be comparing ourselves with brick-and-mortar schools if we're an online school, and we should be comparing ourselves with other online schools. And that's fair. We take that, and I suppose moving forward, we will have a base from which to compare ourselves with, as a lot of online schools are now coming on board. We don't think there are a lot of online schools. There weren't, in fact, a lot of online schools that we launched. And there still aren't a lot that are operating at the scale that we're operating on.
Thanks very much, Yandiswa Takaza, UCT Online High School Director and Principal. Anybody, maybe are you using the service? Your child's involved with UCT Online High School. I'd love to know how it's going. And if you've made a choice, maybe through a different platform, of continuing to school online, despite schools opening as fully as they have with the receding of the COVID-19 pandemic, give me a call and tell me about your choice and how well it's working. No two children are the same, and maybe that works a lot better for you than it might work for someone else's son or daughter or nephew or niece. So ring us, 011-883-0702, 29 past 4.